I thought we'd never get that tent up. No, I mean, I knew the basics of putting a tent up, but I had no idea you needed so many stakes, and I had never even heard of a rain flap. So I thought we had enough for two tents at least. I mean, Marcus gave them to me to start the tents for everyone. So I figured we had enough. Or at least enough for two. Well, at least we got the Garcias family tent up. We had just enough stakes to get one tent. And I figure a family tent is the one to choose if we had a choice. It has private rooms and everything. Like, this thing is pretty slick. Yeah, I'm sure the others will be here with the rest soon. No. I think it was a good idea for you to get out here and to get some fresh air. You can't just let someone take your smile away and sink into your room. No, I'm sure they're on their way. I'll be honest, if I wasn't driving you, I'd still be packing. Yeah, I've never been an early riser, but I'll be honest, I am glad to be here. You always make me smile and try to make everyone feel better. So we all felt we should do the same for you. It's such a beautiful day. I know we got off to a rocky start with the coffee spilling and the flat tire and our campsite being taken, and we didn't have enough stakes for all the tents, and that one angry raccoon. Okay, but now that we have the big tent up and a fire going, you can't deny the day is cool and a little cloudy. Not too sunny, and it's truly beautiful out here. Look, I'm finally making some s'mores. And it really is looking to be a perfect day. And I'm so glad we're here and... Wait, maybe that's the others. Hey guys, can you bring more tent stakes? What? You're delayed until tomorrow? Why? What happened? The storm... Wait, what storm? Oh god. No, please. Ugh, why? What? Okay, I'll get in the tent. Do you want this s'more? Yes, it is soggy. But... What? Why did I insist on going through with this trip? When everyone else dragged their feet? Well, it's 'cause... Well, when you had your breakup, everyone left you alone. Like, as if what was best was to let you heal and you'd come back. But you always help everyone. I thought it was terrible that when you needed everyone, they just let you be. And to be honest, I wanted to do for you what you always do. I wanted to be there when you need someone. Oh. You don't have to shout. Look, if you feel you don't need her, that's fine, and to be honest, healthy. If you don't need me, well, I'm a klutz and just your friend since we were kids. So, if you don't need me, that's fine. I mean, who does? But to say you don't need anyone? Look, everyone needs someone sooner or later. There is an incredible strength in reaching out instead of going dark. And I saw that in you when you helped everyone, even me. So, excuse me if I tried to do the same for you. I'm going over to my side of the tent and I won't bother you anymore. What? Leave me alone. I'm sorry I dragged you out here. I just cared about you, you dork. What? What are you sorry for? Yes, I did believe what I said. Everyone needs someone, sometime, even you. You're sorry for snapping at me? No, it's okay. I shouldn't have dragged you out here. And now you're stuck in this tent in the middle of a storm with your dorky friend. What? What do you mean you're glad you're here? This whole trip has been a nightmare, and I only made it worse. But you ended up trapped with the girl you always wanted to kiss? You don't have to say that. I know we're just friends. I'm okay with that. And you just got over a breakup, so maybe you're confused. What? You liked me since before Alan? If that's true, why didn't you say anything 5 years ago? Because I was with Alan? But then you ended up with Sheila and you thought it was too late? And you never thought I cared. Of course I cared. Are you serious? I always told you I did. You thought I meant as a pal or a family member? Ugh. I had a crush on you since high school, you dork. Ugh, how could you not see it? I thought you were just letting me down easy. Why? Oh my God. How could you just let me fawn over you for years and not. Don't want you to stop. We're finally here. It took divine intervention, but we're finally here. If you don't make love to me right now, I might burst. Please, if you meant what you said, if you truly feel the way you did, then don't say another word. Just show me. Show me how bad you want me, please. No one else in the world. Just you. Finally, you in my arms. And me in your arms. And the rain outside. Show me. Right now. Come on. Slide in, please. I've been ready since you started talking. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Fuck. Oh, you feel so right. Oh, fuck, don't stop. Don't stop. Please kiss me. You feel so good. Fuck. Deeper. Fuck. Let me look in your pretty eyes. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, so deep. You're so deep. Fuck, I. Oh my god. Oh god. Why didn't you tell me sooner? Fuck. Oh, fuck yeah. Yummy. Oh, this sweet, wonderful toy between your legs. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. Fuck. I don't think I can. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I can't hold. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm going to. I'm going to. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. Sorry, sweetling. But I haven't been dicked down in so long. Fuck, I needed that. So it was hard to hold back, and I. You haven't come yet, have you? You're so fucking hot. Yes, here. Let me show you what you've been missing. Oh no, lover. I finally have you all to myself. I am going to spoil you rotten. Here, pull out. Lie back. I want to take you deep down my throat. Oh my god. Oh fuck. You even taste good. No fuck. You fit so perfect in my mouth. I want you to come in my mouth. I need the tissue. I need to taste. I've been dreaming about this since we graduated. Come for me. Let me make you feel good. Look at my eyes. I can feel you throbbing. Look at my eyes. Oh, That was a lot, but it looks like you've been holding back too. Holding back a lot. Well, I'm happy to go again when you're ready. cuddles. Yes, please. yeah, just snuggle up with me. Just snuggle up with me, baby. The rain sounds so great. Oh my God. What do you think the others will say when they see us tomorrow? Wait, what? Why don't you think they'll be surprised? Because most of them knew you had a crush on me? Wait. Half of them knew I had a crush on you. Yeah, that night at Allison's party, I got a little drunk. Okay, I got a lot drunk and almost told you how I felt. Sandra stopped me before I blurted anything, before I blurted everything in front of your girlfriend. And you? You told them before you started dating Sheila? The night of the New Year's party after graduation. Oh my God. This explains so much. Why no one took you in, and that's the reason no one wanted to give you a ride in the morning. Or that there weren't enough stakes for two tents. And no warning about the weather until we were already unpacked. Huh. It wasn't divine intervention. It was our silly friends. Okay, maybe divine intervention too. So, I know we're both getting ready for another round, but how do you feel? Yes, I'd love to finally be your girlfriend. I don't know why you would want me, but I've wanted you for years. Yes, please, yes. It looks like a part of you is wanting to speak up too. Here, let me ride you, sweetling. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes, all night, baby. All night. All night in the rain. In their tent. Yes, oh my God. Ugh. You're so fucking perfect. You feel so good. Oh, we feel so good. Maya, kiss me. Kiss me. Just perfect. Together.